The first is very timely. It fits in with kind of the modern age of pluralism that Christians find themselves in, especially here in America, that myth being that Jesus Christ is, or that believing in Christ is the best way to attain eternal life. Now, what's the problem with this statement? It sounds pretty good.
Well, it's kind of a loaded statement, though. Believing in Christ is the best way to attain eternal life. There's two problems there, and I kind of emphasized the key words. First of all, the word best implies one among many. In other words, best is the best of several alternatives. But there are other alternatives, is the implication. That's not what you get in the scriptures. The Bible says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. That's from John chapter 3. 1 John, the epistle of John, says similarly, he who has the Son has life, he who has not the Son has not life. Or Jesus in the Gospel of John says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Or Peter in the classic passage in the book of Acts talking about salvation under the name of Christ, and there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we can be saved.
Okay, so that's the first problem with this statement, believing in Christ is the best way to attain eternal life. What's the other problem?
Well, the other problem is the word attain, because salvation, or eternal life, is not our attainment. We talked about this, I think a couple of weeks ago in this series, you know, Ephesians 2, when Paul hammers the point home again and again. He says, by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's really saying it all right there, but he keeps on going. And this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I mean, he keeps just hammering that point again and again. Whenever we take our eyes off of Christ and him only as our Savior, we're going to fall into works righteousness, because any other thing that we end up with is going to lack the power of God and the blood of Christ to save us. So it's going to have to be some sort of work righteousness. And conversely, whenever we fall into work righteousness, we end up taking our eyes off of Christ.
It seems that the very name, and we're talking about salvation and no other name really here, the exclusive claims of Jesus Christ, even that name and title, Jesus the Christ, implies an exclusivity, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. And I think you're very wise to point out, and it's something that we have to point out, I think, occasionally, that the word Christ is not actually a name. It's a title. I suppose we could call him Christ Jesus, just like we would call somebody President Bush or Pastor Wilkin. The first word is a title. The second word is his actual name. Jesus was his personal name, the name that the angels had told both his mother, Mary, and Joseph before he was born. The baby was going to be named this. And that was, in and of itself, not unusual. There were others who had the name Jesus, which is kind of a Greek form of the Old Testament Hebrew name Joshua. There were lots of Joshuas running around in ancient Israel, lots of Jesuses in the Hellenized Jewish world of the first century A.D. He wasn't the only one with the name, but he was the only one who really lived up to the name, because the name means Savior. And that's what the angel said to Joseph. You will call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. He's the one who does it, and that's why he's got that name.
And the title you said was Christ. What does that mean?
Well, I was about to say, similarly, the title is Christ, which means anointed one. It's the Hebrew word is Messiah, Mashiach, but in Greek that comes over into the Greek language is Christos, Christ, the one who is, in other words, chosen and approved by God, anointed. John says he's anointed with the Holy Spirit without measure, so he can give the Holy Spirit without measure. Again, Jesus is unique in these ways. There's nobody else who lives up to these names and titles the way he does.
Now, there's another part of that phrase that you haven't addressed yet, or that myth, and that is believing in Christ is the best way to attain eternal life. You've taken care of the of the last part. Let's talk about the first part, believing. That would seem to imply that maybe Christians never doubt whether or not they have eternal life.
Well, you know, the thing that makes a Christian, is that God, the Holy Spirit, has, through the Word of God, created faith in the heart. You know, a Christian is one who has faith in Christ. And I think at a kind of a deep level, people, even if they get confused about various aspects of the faith, realize that. They realize that faith is so vital for them, and they can begin to wonder. I mean, in our sin, in our insecurity, in our doubts and misbeliefs, you know, we start saying, well, you know, is my faith what it ought to be? Jesus had a man in the Gospels who said to him, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And he didn't mean help me to unbelieve. He meant help me in my circumstance of unbelief. God wants us to be sure that we have eternal life. Again, 1 John, I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Jesus himself said in the high priestly prayer, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. There can be times, though, when Christians are so confused and so weighed down with burdens of doubt and despair that if you ask them, well, do you believe? They'll say, I don't even know if I believe. And if you say, well, do you want to believe? Because, see, you're not going to want to believe unless the Holy Spirit's already worked faith in you. They may even say there, well, I'm not even sure I want to. Then the best pastoral practice I have ever found is just to point people to Christ and say, look, this is what he has done for you. Believe it. And usually, they do.